Fort Worth, KTBK Sherman Denison, KTDK Sanger. George Jump Jump Dunham, Craig Jr. Miller, the Great Gordo. Musin' in the News tomorrow morning at 7:15 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
4:53 is the time here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. This is the Hard Line. We're going to be out in wacky old Cowtown tomorrow at Majestic Liquors at I-20 and Brian Irvin Road. So join us out there. We're going to be doing the key thing out there, giving away keys that could start the Dodge Ram F-150 pickup, which we'll be giving away at the birthday party on Friday.
It's not F-150.
Oh, it's not?
No.
You're
no.
Mixing brands.
Oh, God. All right. The Dodge, what is it? The Dodge Ram?
It's the Dodge Ram 150, bro.
All right.
No, it's not 150.
Oh. I think it is.
I think it is, too.
I don't think. Yeah, they wouldn't name their truck after another brand of truck.
That's it.
1500.
And
what, Corby?
What?
And
all right, it's a Dodge, it's a truck.
And it's free.
Yes,
free.
And we're giving it away Friday. So come out there, and we're going to have a little plastic football set up with a bunch of blue diamond almonds in it. No, stop it. Let me get through this. And you guess how many almonds are in there, and the two closest guesses will win keys. There's four left.
So come win the Dodge F-150 Silverado pickup. It's like two donkeys making love.
Dodge 150 Silverado Titan pickup.
How did that leave my mouth?
That was yesterday.
That Tundra got a Hemi?
You better find out.
That's funny.
Oh, God, I can't imagine what a beating that must be.
With her?
Yeah.
Could you imagine if they had kids in the middle of the night? That infant crying? Sounds like the spawn of Satan. Waking you up, wanting to be fed.
Well, movie watching is a sport. And when it comes to movies, this is the show.
It is.
It is.
It certainly is.
Because I'm gone.
And we have all seen a movie recently, and the time has come for us to discuss it. The movie in question here is Monster.
Monster.
Which is the new movie starring Charlize Theron and Christina Ricci. And it's about a hooker, a destitute hooker in Florida, which is, when you think about it, is a very, very fitting scene for this, who kills her tricks.
Her Johns.
Right.
Because of an incident that happened.
Yeah. And it's a true story.
True story.
Based on a true
story. Well, I mean, the actual story of her going out
of
and killing...
Of Eileen Wuornos.
Yeah, of her killing her Johns is definitely true. What'd she kill? Seven, I think, in the end?
I don't know how many she killed.
I think it was close to seven. It was the biggest mass murder spree by a woman ever.
In the country's history.
Yes, yeah. Still is, I think, isn't it? I don't think any other women have been going on killing sprees.
Mm-mm. She was executed 4 years ago? Three and a half?
Yeah, 2002.
2002?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
She was convicted in 90.
Mm.
12 years on death row.
And this is this is not really what I would call a movie for the squeamish.
It's hard to watch.
It is hard to watch.
It's not a feel-good movie. When you walk out of there, you're not going to be feeling too good.
There's nothing uplifting at all about this movie. Now, I laughed out loud a couple of times. There's a couple of things
in it that are mildly amusing, but for the most part, you're right. There is not much funny about this.
All right, so the big talk is about Charlize Theron and how they had to...
tear her down.
Yeah, literally. Make her look like this woman. And she, if you've seen the actual photos of this Eileen Wuornos, Charlize Theron looks exactly like her. Uglier than hell. And she spent 4 hours every morning in the makeup chair getting ready for this. And she gained 30 pounds.
She just ate, like, cheese.
Which they show.
Cream.
Oh, yeah.
I mean...
That bathroom scene?
Yeah.
Her in her panties and bra?
Yeah. And they show her one time with blood all over her naked. You see the boob.
Yep.
And it ain't the most attractive of boobs.
She's got a full-on gut and big ass with cottage cheese.
Huge ass. I mean, and this is Charlize Theron.
You know what? They had to have doctored that body somehow.
No!
She could...
You know what?
You know what? If she gained all that cottage cheese, she still got it.
Maybe not.
Yeah, you don't... I don't think you'd lose that.
You can.
From what I've seen, I could live with her. I could deal with that.
I think they had to have doctored that scene when she's in the bathroom. They had to put something on that body.
She's five. She's a big lady anyway. Not a big fat lady, but she's a big lady.
She's 5'10".
And she gained 30 pounds, already probably on a 150-pound frame. You know, I mean, that's feasible for her to look like that. I mean,
whether they did or they didn't, she was... Like I said, they can nominate four of the people for the Academy Award, but...
It's hers. It is hers. You agree?
Yeah, I do, boy.
They should have just handed it to her.
She was just terrific.
By the end of the movie, you know, the very beginning, you're thinking, well, you know who she is. You're like, oh, yeah. You know, I definitely would.
And you can kind of see through the makeup a little bit. It's like, oh, man, she looks pretty good still.
But in the end, she has you convinced she is that person.
Yeah.
The only way she doesn't win it is if somehow... Christina Ricci makes her way into that category, and they split the vote.
I'm wondering if Christina Ricci...
She's more supporting, isn't she?
Yeah, I know, and that's probably where she'll wind up. I'm saying if she somehow were to make her way into that category.
And was she terrific, too?
Yeah, she was.
Boy, they diked her up, didn't they?
Yeah, she had to get fat, too. She put on 30 pounds or something for that.
Lesbos.
Michael.
God,
maturity.
And you know who else was good in that movie? Bruce Dern.
Yeah.
God, he was great.
For his limited... appearances.
Very limited, but when he was in there, he was good.
But the thing about this movie that I walked away with is I ran into a few people last night afterwards. They kept asking me, was it good? Was it a good movie? And I was like, you know what? I don't know. I don't know if it was a good movie because I was so distracted, and I've never seen one character just dominate a film and dominate a screen as much as she did. All I could focus on was her.
Yeah.
And the movie around it... It really didn't matter because her performance was just so badass. I don't know if it was a good movie or not. As a movie goes, was it a great movie? Not really.
I thought she was awesome. Good.
Yeah, I thought it was pretty good too.
I mean, the script was good. You know what else? Have you ever seen the white trash element captured better on film?
No.
I mean, just that apartment, those hotels they were in, and just the cars, and just her walking around with that cigarette dangling. And
hey, man.
God, I have cousins. Yeah,
everything
like
was
her.
Man.
They were inseparable.
Yeah, everything was man. And that scowl on her mouth, the frown that was always there, was that permanent frown she had. That if you've seen pictures of this lady, it is to a T. She's got this woman down. And the reason she'll win, not only she did a great job in the movie, but there's no other roles out there like that for women in Hollywood. Ever. When's the last time you've seen a role like that? Just some kick-ass script, character. I mean, it was based on a true story. But they just don't have parts like that for women very often. I mean, it's rare. I can't remember the last
time. And somebody that looks like her, they're usually not interested in roles like
Right.
this.
And I read something where the director... Because in real life, Eileen Wuornos was like 5'3".
Mm-hmm.
And... She rolled through, the director rolled through like 15, 20 actresses for this role. And in the end, the director said, you know what? The reason I'm picking you is because out of all these other girls, you're the only one who I can envision kicking my ass. And that's what I want out of this role. It's just some badass. Which is...
Who else did she look at? Do you know?
I don't know. Didn't say. I'm assuming, though, that's such a meaningful, powerful role... And so few and far between out there that they ran through some big A-list actresses for that
part. Well, I mean, if they wound up with her, they probably did.
Well, yeah. Charlize ended up getting co-production credit for was listed as a co-producer on this movie.
Yeah, there were three producers, and she was one of them.
Another thing that I think will convince people to give her the Oscar is, I don't know about you guys, but by the end of that movie, I felt... a little bit compassionate for this person. I felt a little bit sorry for this person. And maybe not a little bit, a lot.
You have to.
And for her to take a freaking animal like this woman and humanize her and make her have feelings and really depict that,
well,
I felt really sorry for this person.
I don't want to give it away, but there were two instances in the movie where they tried, number one, where they showed a little compassion with the one guy. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
When she had a choice, she showed she showed compassion.
But then again, they gave her that same choice again.
And it didn't work out.
And it didn't work out. And that's where they wanted everybody to turn on.
Yeah, like, this. She's an animal. She's
a
monster.
But then again, in the end, you know, when she found out that, and boy, did they telegraph that scene with her and Christina Ricci. You knew what was going on there.
Yeah.
And.
Well, which one?
In the very end, when they were on the phone. I mean, you knew what was going on then.
Yeah.
And then when she found out, you know, she clicked and she knew what was going on. And that's when she said, you know, it was all me. You know, you had nothing to do with it. It was all me. And she knew she was basically being recorded and she wanted all that on tape.
Just like you said, just white trash, Daytona Beach, you know. Is that where that was?
And what about the guys she was with? Did they do a good job of capturing the white trash element with them?
You mean the Johns? One guy. It started the whole thing. I thought it was great. I mean, like...
Yeah, this is good stuff, man.
The murder scenes are as chilling and realistic as I can imagine a murder being. I mean, they absolutely are just... You feel like you're in the truck while it's actually happening.
And this is getting good enough reviews. What's his name? Roger Ebert says... I think he said it was the best movie he's seen all year.
Well, I know Variety says Boffo.
Stop it.
Hey, no,
will this be nominated for Best... Could it be nominated for Best Picture?
How can it not be?
I don't know. I guarantee you, Mystic River and Lord of the Rings are locks.
I'm just wondering if this is a great movie.
Yes,
she's amazing,
it's good.
But is the movie that great?
Well, then what's bad about it?
You know, an actress or an actor can make a movie great.
I'm not saying it's bad. I just think that her performance is so dominating that I think that's the only thing that a lot of people are going to look at.
Well, you know, so what? I mean, look at...
It's not a very well-rounded movie, is what I'm saying. It's all about her, and that's
the
movie.
That's the story. That's what they're trying to do.
Okay, but ding dong. That's what I'm saying.
Do movies like that
win
Oscars?
Are you getting what I'm saying here, Mike?
Yeah, I am. You're saying do movies like that don't have a little bit more to them than that win Oscars, right?
Yes, exactly.
They don't have more of like characters in
them? That's what I'm saying. Is that what you're saying?
Stop it.
More people, more storylines. I mean... This is a very linear film. It just pretty much follows her. And there's really nothing else to divert your attention from her.
The story is pretty simple. There's really not a lot of depth to it
There's no wacky twist. You know it's going to happen.
Did all this take place in like a two-month span from her meeting Christina Ricci's character?
They made it seem like that. I haven't read the book, so I don't know.
I think it was over a couple of years.
A couple of years?
I think it was. I'm not sure.
The killings?
I mean, it started in 83 or 84.
Phones are going crazy. Let me see if anybody knows.
But I just can't imagine it not
being nominated.
I mean, it's because it captured the essence of the time and the situation.
I don't know. I just wonder if movies like this get nominated for the Academy Award. That's all.
Well, you know, I'll give you one that was nominated. Sling Blade. That was nominated.
Yeah, but
that was all about one character.
But that had the element of mental retardation in it.
But this has got the element of serial killing.
A guy on the phone brought up a great point. Was Castaway a great movie, or was Tom Hanks that good in it?
He was nominated for Best Actor. I'm not sure if it was nominated for Best Picture.
I don't believe the movie was nominated for Best Picture.
But then again, Sling Blade was.
Yeah, and think about it. Dwight Yoakam, John Ritter... The little boy, a pretty well-rounded cast.
I mean, it was very good.
Little old squirrel.
You know, the one thing that I could not get out of my mind the whole time I was watching this is how that apartment, that hotel room, and her must have just stunk to high holy hell.
Oh, man.
Well, think about it.
When she was taking her whore bath?
Yeah, I mean, she was taking a bath in a gas station restroom. And then she was always drinking that cheap beer.
What was that beer? I couldn't read the label.
Careful.
And always smoking. She always had a cigarette in her mouth.
Always.
They were inseparable. And the timepiece was... I
And boy, when she was getting fixed up in the gas station bathroom with the blow dryer and everything, or the hand dryer, using it as a blow dryer and the hairspray, and she looks at herself and she's thinking, I look good.
And that hair was all matted down. Oh,
and the way she like would flip her hair back, you know, real violent like, to make it seem like, look at me, I'm hot.
Here's what I mean, if you're going to pick up a hooker and she rolls up to your window, don't you just keep driving?
Man.
That's what I don't get. I mean,
white
can you imagine
trash
letting
like
that,
white trash.
Can you imagine letting that in your car? I mean, because I'm telling you.
Cobra's right. White trash likes white trash.
I mean, she was just...
They attract.
It's not like they're in Vegas saying pick up some classy whore.
I'm telling you, she was just... She had to have just stunk so bad. And that apartment where they were always smoking and that cheap beer. And, oh, God.
Well, I give it a B plus. I'll tell you.
They were inseparable.
I also read where she had to learn how to smoke. You think she learned pretty good how to smoke?
You know, hooking all the time. I mean,
I give it a B plus.
And they said she started.
Not listening.
That she started hooking when she was 13.
I give it an A minus.
That's why you felt sorry for her. She was doomed.
She never had a chance
from the start.
I mean, her uncle molested her when she was like 8.
Her dad beat her.
Her dad beat the hell out of her because her uncle did it.
I give it an A minus. What'd you give it, Colby?
I'm not talking. I've already stated that is one of my favorite films.
And Corby, memo to the drunk whores that were sitting behind us last night at the Magnolia. The next time you decide to go out and have your first beer, don't go to the Magnolia and talk through the entire film.
They did?
Yes.
You guys didn't say anything to them?
I looked at them twice and
everybody You looked
help.
At them in a dark theater.
Mm-hmm. Everyone was
looking. Boy, that'll show them.
I was nervous, though.
Did you guys do Trailer Evaluating Man last night?
Privately. Not out loud, because there were some sucky previews.
come on. Why didn't you do it out loud?
Did they show...
When
you guys went to the
like
theater...
You.
Which one were they?
Did they show the Japanese Terminator?
Yes, they did.
God! The hell was that?
What did Trailer
Hasso.
What did Evaluating Man have to say about
that? That was it. That's what he said.
Ching Chang Hasso.
No, he didn't.
Did too. I did see some pretty sucky...
Oh. Man.
As my wife slinks down in her seat.
You said Ching Chang Hasso?
Yes.
Ching Chang Hasso.
Uh-oh
is right. Well, we're going to smelly segue from that into E! News.
We will tell you the highest rated show of the new season.
On the ticket.